Plus Perfect, a winner of the eighth race at Turf Paradise back on December 11th. And that was no ordinary win for Plus Perfect. It came with apprentice jockey Vanessa Romberg aboard. We told you at the top of the show, Vanessa left a successful career as an investment banker to become a jockey. And you say, okay, well, that's great. We hear trainers doing that all the time, and we hear about jockeys doing this from time to time. But what made it unique is that Vanessa made that decision to make that career move at the age of 39. She is now 43, and she is now a winner here in the United States. And congratulations to Vanessa on that accomplishment. And we welcome her to the Equine Forum here this morning. Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Happy to have you on board with us, and congratulations on that win. And I guess, you know, the first question before we talk about that race and that win is, what possesses somebody to make that move from a very successful career and go on to be a jockey at the age of 39? What possesses somebody to make that move?
Yes, well, people, I think my family, they thought I was a little bit crazy to do that. But, you know, I have that dream since I'm a 6 years old little girl. I wanted to be a jockey. For some reason, in particular, my parents that were very scared about that career, I couldn't do it. And, at 36, my father died. I get through a divorce, and I started to question myself a lot about what I was, what really make me happy. And a friend of mine just asked me a question, saying, "Don't think about limits. Just say what you would like to do." And the first thing coming into my mind was, "I want to be a jockey." And I started to laugh and to say, "That's impossible." I was 36 at that moment, but the idea just stayed there. And I'm 39. I say, "Why not? Just give a try." I wanted to do one race, you know, just try. And here I am.
How scary was it to finally say, I'm going to leave all of this behind and I'm going to take a shot to pursue my dream? Is that a scary thing?
Yes, it is scary. It is scary. Everybody around tell you that's a bad idea. And you have to go for your dream. And what I learned is to trust myself that I will find a solution step after step. You don't have to figure out the whole plan on one day. It was a challenge financially also. I had to live on my savings for 2 years while I was learning. It was not a very easy decision, but then you commit and every day you solve something else and you go on. And you just have to sometimes to go to the swimming pool to learn how to swim.
That sound like the keys to success right there to me.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so inspirational, Vanessa.
Oh, thank you. I hope more people will do more about their dreams and doing things that make them happy, you know? That's so important.
Yes, it's more to life than just going to work and working and going home. Absolutely.
Vanessa, that race call we played coming out of the break with Plus Perfect winning, that was your first win in the United States, but you had actually won races in Mexico, which is where you started your riding career. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. I won 3 races in Mexico with the same mare. And then I got to the U.S., which was for me really a big dream, you know, to ride in the U.S. And I finally, 10 days ago, more or less, I won my first race here. And I was so, so happy. I couldn't believe it.
How did that compare to your first win ever in Mexico?
Oh, my first win was something very, very important to. It was my first race in Mexico, and it was my first win. I have two children, and they had to make a lot of sacrifices with me. And for me, it was really important to show them and demonstrate them that everything is possible. So this first win I had in Mexico was a victory for them, too.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Yes. And
yeah, special.
I'm just blown away by Vanessa. I can't think of anything to ask her, anything to say. She's just putting it all out there. She's living the life, living the dream. I do have one question, though, Vanessa. As we know, you had very, very little horse riding experience in your background, and you mentioned you went to Mexico and you learned. How did you learn? Who taught you? And what was the process that you went through to actually become a jockey?
Okay. Well, I learned almost from scratch, you know. Mm-hmm. I was in the office during 20 years, so I was not doing a lot of sports, almost nothing, working all the time. So I was in a very bad condition, you know, bad shape physically. And I started from scratch, and the first month was awful. I met a trainer. He decided to help me. First with a pony, which is the first step, you know, you go on the track, jogging, trying to make more exercise to have more condition on your legs. And at that moment, I was going back to the office after 8. I was from 6 to 8 to the track, then going back home, change, and at 8:30 I was at my office. And I couldn't walk in my office. It was awful. Every muscle was hurting me so much. And little by little, I learned. I spent like that 3-4 months. Then I decided to quit my job because I really had to take a decision to work in finance and have a hobby. With horses more quiet, you know, or being a jockey and being totally focused on that. And little by little, you start with a pony, jogging, then galloping, then with a very gentle and nice race horse, and they teach you how to do that, you know.
Talking with jockey Vanessa Romberg here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Vanessa, you mentioned your family and your sons, and you mentioned the lifestyle change that you had to go through when you decided to mm-hmm. make this career change and become a jockey. Was there ever a moment along this journey where you said, maybe I made the wrong decision, maybe this was a mistake?
Yes, many times. I have cried sometimes, you know. Like saying, "Oh, I'm not good at that. I cannot do that." Things, you know. Sometimes you just want to give up because when you're starting at 40, this is not the same thing that started at 20. Your muscles, they are not built the same way. You have to. I had to build them from scratch, you know. And it was really hard. I had a couple of accidents too. I broke my mouth, 30 stitches in an accident, 2 ribs. Well, at that point, sometimes you question yourself and you say, okay, is it a good idea? Sometimes I was thinking maybe this is not something I'm good at. But then you have a lot of people around in the track that also support you and tell you, no, you're doing good, you're just learning, go on. You will reach your dream, and then the day after, you just forgot the bad things and you go on.
So to come back on December 11th and win that first race here in the United States, it really completes that lifelong dream that you've always had to be a jockey and to be successful. I know you're still looking to win many, many more races, but take me back to that moment when Plus Perfect crosses the finish line at Turf Paradise.
Oh, it was a great moment. also because I was riding for a trainer, Lauren Barat, which it was her first win as a trainer too. She's a trainer for now like 3 months. So it was really important for both. And I was very, very, very happy, you know, and the other horse was coming into the straight. And we had to fight until the last moment. And there's a picture, and then you see my face looking at the other horse like, oh. But, yes, it was a great, great moment, really, really. I was happy, and the colleagues were expecting me at the entrance of the jockey's room with, you know, the water, water and talc. It was really funny.
Yeah, the traditional ceremony for a jockey that wins their first race. That, Vanessa, that had to feel pretty good.
Oh, yes, yes. And
your official acceptance into the colony.
Yeah.
It was really nice, and to share that with all my colleagues, and they're so nice to me and always, you know, giving me advice, and that's helping me a lot. And to be, you know, this is a hard profession, and to count on the colleagues, it's so nice. It's really nice to be able, you know, to share those moments of happiness, and that's really great.
So what does the future hold for Vanessa Romberg?
Well, I don't think I will have a 20 years career, but as long as my body is responding well, and as long as I am enjoying that, and I am enjoying a lot, so I will go on and try to do my best and to win as much as career races as I can, and that's all. We'll see on the way.
Well, it's been quite a ride for Vanessa Romberg, as you could hear her on the Equine Forum this morning. Vanessa, we want to wish you all the best going forward. Safe trip every time you get a leg up, and we'll be watching and we'll be cheering. Keep up the great work and keep it rolling.
Good luck, Vanessa.
Thank you very much. Have a Merry Christmas.